I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Malaysia's government made a pastor disappear in 2017. His family's finally getting answers, but the path forward isn't easy. Then later, we'll explore New Year's resolutions and the spiritual side of mental health. It's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in Malaysia, where we get an update on the setback in the case of Pastor Raymond Koh, who's been missing since 2017. In November, Koh's wife, Susanna, won a significant victory in court. After years of the truth being hidden, a judge finally ruled that the government was involved in Koh's abduction. The court ordered the government to pay millions of dollars in damages into a trust fund for the Koh's, and that's along with a daily fine until Pastor Koh's whereabouts are disclosed. However, Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyr says,
before the sun was down that day, the government had announced we're going to appeal this.
This week, a different judge ruled that the government can postpone its payments until the appeal is resolved. So keep the Koh family in your prayers.
This prolongs their suffering because they have to now go back to the court and keep talking about the abduction. And they still don't know what happened. Is he alive? Is he dead?
Yet despite the setback in the appeal process, God is at work.
The incredible hope is still the fact that Susanna Koh won a court verdict against the government. We still need to say, boy, praise the Lord that there was this victory. Praise the Lord that the truth was revealed.
Watch a video from VOM USA of Susanna telling her own story. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, China continues to tighten its grip on believers. Many churches face increased surveillance and pressure from the government. Eric Brooklyn of China Partners says,
I just got another letter from a pastor in Nanchang, and they had a special Religious Affairs Bureau group come to their seminary to educate them on these new regulations.
Churches are allowed to operate if they register with the government. Authorities troll and restrict online content like sermons, and the state expects all churches to act in alignment with the Communist Party. If believers resist, they're either detained or prosecuted. Yet at the same time,
there is positive news in China, and churches are continuing to grow, even though the government is very restrictive.
Things were worse under Mao Zedong in the 60s.
People were hiding Bibles. They were meeting secretly in homes. I mean, those were dark days. And yet the church survived. Not only did it survive during those 30 years, it thrived. It grew.
Ask God to strengthen and encourage house church pastors and pray for fruitful outreach in February.
Christians are using this Chinese New Year as a tool to witness to their neighbors and to their family members. Pray that God would have another surge of new birth, of spiritual birth that will happen during the Chinese New Year.
And finally, more than one in three Americans entered 2026 with a mental health resolution. That's up 5% from last year, according to the American Psychiatric Association's Healthy Minds poll. For Dean Vandermeer from Set Free, that's no surprise.
America is not doing so well. We're quite sick. We're one of the sickest nations on planet Earth. But you have to realize that we're also very spiritually sick.
He says mainstream practitioners often overlook the spiritual side, focusing only on physical and psychological factors. In 1 Timothy 5:23, the Bible points to a whole person view.
May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of the Lord. So a biblical worldview would include a spiritual dimension and mental health.
And that spiritual dimension includes a person's soul and burdens like guilt, sin, anger, unforgiveness, and shame.
Because of the spiritual effect, it's affecting our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotion, and now it's affecting our body.
During the freedom appointment, which anyone can join, Set Free starts with reconciliation with God.
Let us cut off the sin that so easily entangles us. Let's get rid of all the heavy weights that hinder us.
He adds that following through on a New Year's mental health resolution can mean daily confession to God and receiving forgiveness. For more help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.